This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Friday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, rainfall this week was mainly under a tenth of an inch across the Columbia Basin, except a quarter to half inch from Walla Walla to Weston, which fell on Tuesday. Yesterday was the warmest of the year, with most farms getting into the upper 70s and lower 80s. Well, now look for a cold front to press across the area this afternoon and evening, with scattered showers and a few thunderstorms, mainly near the Blues and Cascades. Where rainfall does occur, additional rainfall amounts will only be less than a quarter inch, so field work delays should be minimal. Drier air will filter back into the region behind the cold front for Saturday, and then a warming trend will get started on Sunday. The next chance for rain next week will hold off until Wednesday. Occasional breezy winds may hamper spraying today and Saturday, but lighter winds are expected early next week. Soil temperatures at the 2-inch depth have risen nicely into the mid-50s to mid-60s, but should dip briefly into the 50s over the weekend before recovering to the mid-50s to mid-60s by the middle part of next week. And these temperatures are good for germination of cool season garden vegetables, spring wheat, and corn. There does not appear to be any extended cold periods into early May. Yesterday, NOAA's Climate Prediction Center issued their outlook for May, which is calling for above normal temperatures and near normal rainfall. The outlook for summer, June through August, is also calling for above normal temperatures, but with near to above normal rainfall. For AgInfo.net, this is meteorologist Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.